59 years ago, the Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives was a man by the name of Sam Rayburn. And he discovered that he had terminal cancer. And he said to everyone, and it surprised them, "I'm going back to my hometown of Bonham, Texas." And everyone said to him, "Sam, why would you do that? We have the best doctors, we have the best hospitals in America here in Washington. Why would you go back to Bonham?" And this was Senator Rayburn's answer: "Because in Bonham, Texas, they know if you're sick and they care if you die. In Bonham, Texas, they know when you're sick and they care when you die." What Speaker Rayburn realized he needed at that time was community. Now let's think about this word community for a minute. It comes from a 14th century word that means the common people. And it's associated with the word commonness and everybody. Now think about this in relation to this seasoned politician. He had been elected for the first time in 1913. He had served in federal politics for 49 years. He had been the Speaker of the House longer than anyone else in the history of the United States, from 1940 to 1961. And yet, when it came to his dying, Washington was not where he needed to be, because he got to realize that in Bonham, they know when you're sick and they care when you die. Now think about the community of the church and think about the nature of this community. We're not just a communion, we are a holy communion. And of course, at the very heart of who we are and what we do is the Holy Communion, the Mass. And think about this meal. This is the most common meal in the world. This meal is a meal that everyone can come to. It doesn't matter your race, your gender, your socioeconomic position. It doesn't matter what you do for a job. It doesn't matter. All that matters is you belong. That this is the Holy Communion. This is that place where the people of God gather together. And this is what I want to convey to us this morning. You see, in the eyes of Jesus Christ, we all matter. He holds us in his heart. Jesus calls us to himself, and he wants to touch us. He wants to touch us with his generous hands of love. Now, in today's gospel, we read of a man who would have known nothing about Holy Communion. He would not know what it was to be in community because he was a leper. And as we heard in that text from Leviticus that I want to repeat now, this is what it was like to have leprosy. "The leper shall wear torn clothes and let his hair head loose. He shall cover his upper lip and cry, 'Unclean, unclean.' He shall remain unclean as long as he has the disease." He is unclean. "He shall dwell alone in a habitation outside of the camp." In other words, in a leper colony. In leper colonies, this is what they were like. Every city would have a leper colony. Every town would have a leper colony. And there would be these huge pits that were dug, and lepers lived in a kind of community in those pits. And here, they would live in such a way, and listen to this part of the text again. "He shall dwell alone in a habitation outside of the camp." Now, I've read this text many times before. And in the past, well, you know, leprosy, that's something from the past. It doesn't affect us here in Canada. But I don't know about you, but when I hear this passage now, it has a relevance to me that it never had before. Because here we are in 2021, and our upper lip, so to speak, is covered. All of us are wearing masks. And the thing that has been most difficult about COVID is how it has impacted community. And in some ways, we are having to practice the kind of social distancing that the leper had to practice. Do you know that if you had leprosy, you could not get within 45 meters of another person? You had to keep your distance. And so too for us in our COVID world, this passage, this text, I think has a relevance to us today that it never has before. For indeed, here we are having to wear masks. Here we are living in a world where we cannot touch one another. Here we are living in a world where we are uneasy being around one another. And here's the thing about the man in today's gospel. Well, he came to church one morning, and somehow he wasn't able to answer no to all the COVID questions, but he slipped in anyhow. And what does this have to say to us? What does this passage say in our day? Well, I think here's one of the things. As the people of God, we cannot just react to COVID, but that we have to act in a very intentional way. And indeed, this is what we have been doing for the last year. As we come upon Ash Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, this is a particularly significant anniversary. Ash Wednesday of last year was the last time people gathered in huge numbers at St. Peter's. I remember both the morning and the evening masses were packed out. But then starting the following Sunday, even though the restrictions were not yet officially in place, people were beginning to hear about COVID and were beginning to stay away. And here it is, we're coming up to Ash Wednesday a year later. And we find ourselves in this situation. But think of what we have done here at St. Peter's during this last year. Think of the ways in which we have tried to ensure that people can gather together. We haven't just been reactive, we have been proactive. And so I want to thank every single person who has helped in one way or another to ensure that during this last year, community has continued to be in place at St. Peter's. And I want to thank all of you who Sunday by Sunday and during the week have chosen to come on and celebrate Mass through the live stream. All of these have been ways in which we are saying COVID is not going to win. COVID is not going to be the victor. Rather, like Jesus Christ, who in the face of a leper, rather than running from the leper, he reached out and touched him. And here's the remarkable thing about this story. For the Jewish people, they understood that the reason you want to stay away from a leper is, A, you don't want to be contaminated, but you don't want to be made unclean by the leper. But the remarkable thing with Jesus Christ is rather than his becoming unclean, when he touches the leper becomes clean. Listen to the interaction between the leper and our Lord. As he comes before Jesus, he says, "If you will, you can make me clean." Listen to our Lord's response. St. Mark says, "Moved with pity, Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him and said, 'I will be clean.'" That's what it is to be not just a reactive community, but an active community. To be a community that is moved with pity. And I would say that there are so many ways in which this has been embodied, not only in our parish, but in our larger society during the last year. Amidst all of the challenges, amidst all of the ways in which people have reacted, there have been so many expressions of people moved with pity and reaching out their hand and touching others. Think of all the essential workers, all of those who work day after day in our grocery stores. Think of all of those who have been driving buses, all of those working in our hospitals, all of our teachers, all of those people who have been going out into our COVID world, and they have been moved with pity to touch others. This is something to celebrate. This is something to give thanks for. But we also want to anticipate and look forward to a post-COVID world. And we want to look forward to a post-COVID church. And part of what I think this means is that we will be given an invitation here in our parish of St. Peter's to think through how are we going to reform our community when we can gather together again in larger numbers. And I don't have a full answer to that question right now, but I do ask your prayers for me, for Father RJ, for our parish and finance councils, for our various ministries, because we need to begin to think now prayerfully and ask the Lord, what do we want our post-COVID St. Peter's to look like? And it's my hope, it's my prayer, that most fundamentally, the kind of community we will become ever more fully is a community where we are moved with pity. That this is a community where people will know at St. Peter's they stretch out their hands because they love with the love of Jesus Christ. And we want people to have that sense of being made clean. For what was fundamental to this man was after he was healed of his leprosy, Jesus told him to go to the priest. Do you know why? Because what Jesus knew he needed more than anything else was to be reintegrated into the community of faith. So I want to speak to one moment to those of you watching through the live stream. Again, thanking you for taking the time to be with us. And I know for many of you, you have not received the Eucharist since last March. And I just want to say to you, at that time when you feel comfortable and ready to come back to St. Peter's, you will be welcomed with open arms. And we will so look forward to seeing you here amongst us again. I look forward to that day when there are 500-600 people in St. Peter's again. I look forward to that day when our ministries are up and running. And we will be able to come together without masks. We will be able to have our choirs singing. We will be able to have our youth ministries running. And we will be able to be a place where I ask the Lord to show us how to understand with that Senator Rayburn that, like Bonham, Texas, St. Peter's will more and more be a place where they know when you are sick and they care when you die.